Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Kansas City Chiefs are advancing to the AFC Divisional Playoffs after cruising past the Dolphins 26-7 at Arrowhead Stadium. Patrick Mahomes threw for 262 and a touchdown, and rookie Rashee Rice, who racked up 8 catches for 130 yards on the night. Travis Kelce posted 7 catches for 71 yards in the victory. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies were in action Saturday night, hosting Three Rivers. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
The MSU West Plains Grizzlies rallied in the region opener at home on Saturday night from 8 down with 4 minutes to play to send the game into overtime. But in the overtime period, Caleb Young from Three Rivers made his final bucket of the night, the only one he made in overtime, with half a second to go, and the Three Rivers Raiders rally on a last-second shot to beat the Grizzlies in overtime, 72-71 at the Civic Center. Terrific basketball game, low-scoring first half, 28-24. Raiders were in front, but in the second half, pace of the game picked up, and the Grizzlies were able for a brief time to have a one-point lead with 12 seconds to go in the overtime period, but Caleb Young made the big shot, and the Raiders go to 9-8, and the Grizzlies fall to 8-10. Leading the Grizzly offense on Saturday was Carlos Paul. He finished with 20 points, a 15-point night for Trayon Grant Foster and 13 for Kyle Gerberty. Also in double figures, Lionel Kamwimba with 10. Leading scorer for the winners from Three Rivers, Kyle Edison, had 17 points. The Grizzlies will have the week off. They'll be back at it next Saturday night when they'll play the Moberly Greyhounds at the Civic Center. Moberly is now 1-1 in region play. Mineral Area beat them on Saturday night by a final score of 61-46. So Moberly is 1-1 early, and the Mineral Area Cardinals still undefeated, and they're 2-0 in region play. With the Grizzlies at the Civic Center, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
NFL playoffs for today. The 10-7 Pittsburgh Steelers battle the 11-6 Buffalo Bills in a game that was supposed to be played Saturday, but it was postponed due to the weather. The 11-6 Philadelphia Eagles are in Tampa Bay to battle the 9-8 Buccaneers. That's all going to be going down today. University of Missouri women's basketball, well, they overcame a 12-point deficit to secure its first conference victory over Vanderbilt, 65-63 Sunday afternoon at Memorial Gymnasium. Sophomore Ashton Judd led the Tigers, who are now 10-7 and 1-3 in SEC, with 19 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 steals. Judd scored 15 points on a 6-of-9 clip in the second half. The sophomore also matched her career best with 4 steals. And finally, the St. Louis Blues will be hosting the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. Pregame 6:30, puck drop 7 p.m. Catch it all on Q94. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.